Real quick, I want to throw this out there. Now, Woj, I'm the ultimate awkward handshake guy, and I've run into a few different instances.
This is an issue. No.
No,
this
it really
is an issue.
Is.
When you brought it up, I said, you know what? That's an issue.
Over the last couple of days, and it started the other night. We went out and got a couple of beers for Birchie's 26th birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he survives his trip to Boston this weekend.
Oh,
my
boy.
Goodness. I'm
oh,
afraid. Very, very afraid for him. But I walked in and Sully was there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Walk up to Sully, and neither of us really knew what to do to shake our hands and like, you know, walk in and greet each other, right? Sully was, he had his hand up a little bit, and it looked like he wanted to do just, you know, where you slide your hands and then you lock quick and then you're done. And
right.
I kind of went in
for... And do the shoulder slap at the same time.
Exactly. I kind of went in for the professional shake, and it was awkward.
You were like,
and
hi, we, white
yeah,
guy shake.
Yeah, his hand
hi.
Got stuck, and then we didn't know, should I snap? Should I come in, move closer?
Ugh.
It was awful. Earlier today, another instance where, you know, I was out to lunch for my dad's 40th anniversary at Ford. Congratulations, you know, big guy, fantastic stuff. He had a couple of coworkers there, and we were shaking hands at the end. And, you know, the first guy, solid, you know, regular handshake, right? Professional. Next guy, good to go. Third one, didn't get it in time. And he basically like grabbed the front end of my hand. So it seemed like I didn't have
a very big hand
at all. Yeah, it was. It was like, thank you. I felt like I should have been like, you know, taking a bow or something as it was going on. And I want to know, because we did have a coworker come up earlier tonight, Pete Kowalski. We'll just throw it out there. He's Pete, great
mm-hmm.
guy, right?
Yep.
And he comes up to us and he goes, guys, big show tonight. And he puts his little fist out in the air.
See?
Just for a quick little bump it. You know, no shake.
Fist bump.
No stress, no anxiety. And you brought up a great point
this
earlier.
This is my point, and I'm 100% behind this, because everybody knows that when you greet coworkers differently than close friends and whatever, do you do if it's a white guy and a black guy, who gets to do their own shake? Like, and it comes down to this: whoever extends their hand first is in control. They have the power to decide what kind of shake it is.
See,
whoever extends it, now, if it's simultaneous, it's like kind of coming to a four-way stop at the same time. You have to debate. But the whole thing can be solved, whether it's the brother shake or the white guy shake or the grab the arm and do the shoulder slap. All of it can be solved with one answer. All of America, and it's also better for hygiene, just do the quick fist bump.
See, and I think you nailed it.
Just do the quick fist bump. Even with ladies, do the fist bump. I know they generally don't.
Well, I thought you were going in a different
fist
direction
bump,
there.
But they can do it too. Everybody switch to the fist bump, because then you don't have the germs transferring as much.
See,
and you don't have the awkwardness of which way are we going. And it brings the races together, because white guys are like, generally speaking, and I'm not wrong on this, and I'm not sure why this is, but when a white guy greets a black guy, the black guy's handshake takes precedence, generally speaking, doesn't it?
Yes, but I never know what is going on when that happens.
Because I think the white guy thinks it's cool and wants to be part of that shake.
Maybe. I just end up being confused and I start sweating and I get stressed out because I don't know what I'm doing, and I know that it's going to be horribly awkward.
Right.
You know, like, I think the little fist bump, it solves everything. You know, and that doesn't mean that the handshake goes away, okay? In professional settings, if you have a meeting, you're meeting a client, you know, you're meeting, say, the father of a girl that you're going to, you know, go on a date with or something like that, you know, that necessary to do a proper professional handshake. Outside of that, you're just greeting people. Hey, what's up, man? What's up, my brother, as Wojo would say.
What's up, my brother?
Pump.
You go, my brother. Well, now, okay, now you're right. In a professional setting, say you're meeting your new boss or something, I guess you don't do the fist bump there.
No, got to be eye contact, which will be difficult for Stoney to do. Eye contact, a nice firm shake, couple of pumps, and you're done, right?
Absolutely. Like, ticket text 97136, Christian and Celine. Dabs, fist bumps, way better for germs and easier.
Correct. See, I think it checks all the boxes, you know?
Ticket text 97136. This is the whitest show I've ever heard.
Hatchet, quick, say something.
Yeah, come on, hurry. Black voice, hurry. We've been branded the whitest show ever. Hurry.
I just...
Thank you.
To me, the fist bump is where it's at. Like you said, if you are the one that puts your hand out first, you get precedent. Like
you have
the
power.
You get
to decide.
Even if somebody comes up, like say they come up and they have like a high, they put their hand up high, you know, like this, okay? There's still so many different variations of a handshake they could be doing.
Like, are they coming down with it? Do they want to go just to both high?
Are they still going to lean in? Are you going to have your thumb included? Is it just going to be the hand, a little swap, a little grip, and a little move on? It's just, it's very stressful.
I always
end up looking like a complete idiot. I always look like the whitest guy in the world. And it's so awkward.
Man, that seems such a surprise.
I know,
that
right?
That would be the case.
I know.
I have a hard time picturing that.
Such a hip, cool guy like me. I know.
Had absolutely no idea. No, I think I have the solution. Everybody fist bumps.
Here's
everybody.
A good one. 97136, Jane Wayne. I like the basic handshake and business format. I'm a black guy. And really don't like the damn bro hug. But for close friends, then cool.
See, that's true,
fair enough.
But I think the bro hug went away from just close friends to candid. It confused the white people like Bogey.
It needs to just be used for close friends.
Yeah,
I agree, and all that. But it's branched out, though, hasn't it?
It has, and I honestly think it's because you all want to use it more.
I mean, I do feel like it makes us cooler.
I do, too. It does.
See, but then there's like, even with the hands, if you lean in, you can lean in or not. There's this new thing where it's like really cool where you slap the hands, you slide back, you lock, and you move on. Like that to me is really slick. It's really cool. That's nifty.
And also,
that's far out.
The fist bump, it doesn't matter how hard it is. You know what I mean? Like with that
just
handshake,
simple.
You've got a grip
right
hard.
Here.
Yeah, fist bump.
No,
ow!
No, no, hold on. See, no, you can't have your fist horizontal. You got to have it vertical.
Oh, hard,
yeah,
like that?
It's a cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah,
but see, when you do the handshake, like,
that's way
that
that's cool,
cool,
man.
Wasn't
it's
it?
Like, you don't even have to think about it. Just.
But when you do the handshake, who lets go first?
Yeah. And
do you slowly pull it away?
How firm do you have to be? Do you go up and down? Is it like three different pumps up and down,
hard.
You know, motion? There are so many different variables to it. It's incredible.
Has no idea. It's so hard being a white guy in social settings.
I wish that's all I had to worry about.
You have no idea what we go through.
And by the way, I'm giving this entire segment to Roberto.
You just have no
idea
what it's like. See, look like this.
You have to stress now watching us try to figure out how to shake somebody's hand. It's amazing.
Ticket text 97136. The other day I went to shake this guy's hand and he only grabbed two fingers. I walked away from the awkwardness.
See?
Oh, that's terrible.
My uncle was in town from California last week and I went
bad.
To shake his hand at the end and we both kind of like, well, I don't know. Are we going to hug? And we just literally gave up and just hugged. Like it was awful.
Well, that's an uncle. That's okay.
Well, I know. Fair enough. But, well, he's not really the guy you want to hug. No. I hope he's not listening right now. I'm kidding. That's my godfather right there.
Really?
Send money. I'm kidding. 97.
Poor guy.